today. So many people on both sides of life. And how true what she died. This great lack in which we are always concerned on both sides. Here I think that there should be the fuller realization that we need to develop the gifted students, which is skills like all you. It takes time. If you wish to be a great musician, then you must study, you must work hard, you must practice, study, and never forget that it's always room for improvement. Perfection is an illusion. I will not say that there is no such thing as a perfection, and we achieve perfection. There's everything nothing left to cycle, nothing left to look for, to understand, and feel there. Just keep that all, as you say, on our call, which is the possibility of something a little better, a little more wonderful, a little more informative or instructive. This is life. Well, if you didn't know the answer in our world, people do not always realize there are some people in the world who assume that when they meet your body, the body in the world, if they have been of a particular type or religious group or body, and that they will have a perfect body, that they will be perfect, that they will achieve perfection in spirit. I would not like, in a way, to disillusion them, but I think we should make a realize that perfection in effect is an illusion. But they may not say that one does not reach certain peaks in one's evolution or development, and that you may achieve a certain amount, and you may find temporarily or temporarily for a time. They have reached that and feel that which you have reached the form of perfection. But life goes on and on and on, and nothing is impossible to the power of the spirit, to the life of the spirit. We were talking about eternity. What is eternity? You know, of course, if one thinks, one's mind cannot grasp what is eternity. Continually going on and on without any stopping. If one needs to say the perfection in this eternity, how boring, how grateful it will be. And eternity becomes a realization of truth when you realize that there is something new, exciting, fresh, wonderful to see. But we are never standing still. You see, who you be? Life is like this. It is never stationary. It only indicates stationary if it is to have a meaning, if it is to have an existence. Life is constant change, constant movement. Friction, if you like, in a kind of way, that is how life changes the meaning of the world. In the beginning, that friction, the bridge is another story. Yes, what I want to talk about is what I need to see to talk about more than anything about meaning. Now, I could tell you many things about mediums when I was on the side. I experimented with a few, and I had my disappointments, of course, and also I have conviction, yes, I was convinced of communication. So, but I knew that this whole Jesus, the medium, was very complete. He took over what you say in his pins that have been down. But here and there, on certain occasions, there would be some magnificent manifestation of the power of something outside the norm of inferior physical work, something which could not be explained away in a routine event. And the conviction came over long period. You know, being the terrible thing that whatever he must be having, he's telling you to be that is very weak. Medium do not be very as I used to say, the very heaven one has, how it's moving in themselves with spiritual body, they have spiritual faculties of spiritual deeds, hope, guidance, and mixture both. They don't necessarily show themselves quickly. They get through that one may have an experience when they are so young. But that's what they are. They get older when they are adolescent, which often is the time when these things begin to show. But if we need to see how to be saved, we must be developed in the right way. And this is the tragedy. Some people who are not seeking to be saved in the right way, they are not giving themselves and those souls from this side who want to use them or help them, giving them the opportunity to develop that in the right way. I think to talk about the thing of peace and the harmony and the tranquility of a group of people who are all brought together for the common good, while dedicated to serving humanity by the power of the Spirit that manifests in them and through them. This is the best. This is the trust. This is the vital part of the physical condition. This, to me, and to all of us here, seems far more significant. But there are hundreds of stories that many of them are guides. So, which in turn guides you have been coming through different guides all over the years. With Isaiah Deegan, who now begins up with them standing beside them. You know, it tells you how you say the shining light of tears, the great medium of the past. And there are many Bible books in medium who are gathered with her. It is like a congrats, as it were, of souls who are dedicated to truth. And they come at this special time. Because they want to give a message to the spiritual world. They should tell me, I don't like the word, but anyway, I love you. And that is a call to that from the great souls and blessings of the past. These guys need it. That they should come in few. This is the word. Into what you term modern socialism, the realization of how the movement shapes and how it should continue, built on a rock, which is the home. Without this whole subject, this whole truth, this whole thing called leadership, was a book of the home. It is in the peace and the harmony and the love of the home that spiritualism started and began. So if you go back even in America, England, to the Victorian England, where the family would gather together for prayers and for thanks to God, and they have that physique, and they have that heat, so they do. This is where in a sense, I think, the circle started. I know they were not for the things that the track like today. They did not have the television, they did not have the radio, they did not have the gramophone, and all these things existed back. Neither did you have the fast cars, the airplanes, or the pets, the lights. So we shall have a great distraction. But nevertheless, it is true that the great meaning of this life is developed from the moment that respect. It is the only way in which you can hope to have good leadership. In the peace and harmony and balance and unity of the home, the great physical medium, the materialization medium, the voice medium, all the other forms of phenomena that we term psychic. Tibet is small form than respect. And this is the only way. Why is it in your world today you do not have the great physical medium? I can tell you. It is because very few people are prepared to think quietly, peacefully, over a long period of time, in harmony and cooperation with the heavens and the guides of the divinity. It is a theme almost of Japan. Both meanings have become a rally, and indeed there are the few. I consider myself, because I was a scientist, I consider that this is a tragedy. For no one may admire and respect mental lucidity, and it does a great deal which is good and comfort many people. It is not to be shaped into a very physically minded individual as good. Revelation is good. This is the medium. If you can prove this reality, if you have a materialization under certain conditions, and you can prove it is extreme, if you shall avoid that the medium will do search and science, protect the bigger, it will prove the health effect of social media. But remember, you can see it. Who do it may be, and they do great service. It is not the same. I think for myself, I mean, as they, she was a remarkable woman. She was versatile. She has hope, such a magnificent leadership. But remember, she had a great child, a great soul, and she had great faith in him. And she sat and she knows, so we may feel with the people who will give to her love and sympathy, who are content to speak for her good and development. This is what you do. You feel that necessity that you think for the good of each other and for the good of the cause, and you are not concerned with them. This is the answer. When you think, and I have been to that, when you see it, you give eyes that love. You give eyes to each other in harmony and realization that you have to be there, not as individuals, but as one body. With a hope that from that will come leadership, which will be a great service, and a better day for people who have it. You see, my friend, when I was on the fire, I did not understand what I now know. I did not understand now what I now know. No, I became convinced of the realization of this truth by observing. I did not further accept everything because it should be obviously. But hard facts, you know, are important. It is like to be mine. And this is where I feel leadership must be able to make it to scrutiny, to gaze, just like a terrible and ugly soul that I hear, my cavity, the living state, is very, okay. There's a movement. He's fully behind. That's just, bad, but I think I'm sure that there should be more dedication. There should be more attempt to develop music in the community, more juggling, and that there should be more physical music development in humanity for the scientists of tomorrow. I know that is a great I don't blame you, but there are things to be a complete but then you must remember that there are some people who don't convince but they do not want to be convinced, or they have preconceived notions or ideas of the whole that they don't want to change them. But remember, what tremendous good was done in your world by the scientists, like Oliver Lodge and Mario and other souls who did so much. Whose world was a city who respectable individuals of science and medicine. And these things, if they had that conviction, the most interesting physical leaders in the mental leadership could not produce the physical leadership. I want you, my friend, to realize that we, both of you, in your own little way, an example of you. You must achieve, do give us the opportunity to develop in this very with the powers that you have in your group, and this is the best and only way. We cannot do this after that. No one in your world can really develop you. It is true, you may have someone who will be the next teacher experience to some extent, who could help you a little or give you some guidance, but it still has to be you. With the agency of the guides and the workers of this life to make possible the realization of the development of the leader. This I think we should realize. You cannot teach leadership. You cannot do it in your world, is what I'm trying to say. It must come from outside. The great leader took the power. Often they were simple, ignorant people, uneducated people, but they could take the studies, if you call it, or they could do the work of the city. Because they should have feelings. This is what I'm trying to say. I mean, it's so very well to say, okay, we must train our media, we must teach them how to speak correctly. But if they're going to be normal speaking on the platform, of course they should be taught how to speak correctly, because that's what you don't want an individual person talking to an audience and people who are inquiring you something, they might put them off. But what is much more important is what I think that they recognize is to take the platform at what you call a speech. Then they give an invocation of play. And
Thank you.
he's a baby. I'm happy he's to me. But you know, I suppose, I spoke about this with his eyes and his eyes. That's a big many matter. You're married. You do not know. But it doesn't matter. That is where you can be. He could say, you know, himself. You're the kingdom of ideas. No idea friends gathered here, even if you have known in the past by reputation. It's not by person. And all the souls, the great guy, great house, was book, and many souls, many too many dimensions, and they're not concerned with themselves.